Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Psalm 139 in verse 1 says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit? Or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee. But the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. Let's pray together. Father God, we love You. We need You this morning. Bless the sermon. Bless Your people. Bless every hurting heart in the room, every confused soul in the room, every backslidden soul in the room, those who've been away from God, away from You. Bring them back to Your side. Maybe someone today, Lord, that doesn't know You as their personal Savior, that's not saved, help them to be saved today. But God, I ask You, Lord, You know each and every person in this room. You know their past, their present, their future. God, You know their weakness. You know their struggle. You know their flaws. And You love us anyway. God, I ask You to speak directly to each one of us. Fill this room with Your Spirit. I speak the name of Jesus over this room today and over each and every heart. Do what only You can do, God. We love You. We need You. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. There's a strength and a comfort that comes from a simple and powerful truth. We're kind of back into our I Believe series. Right now for our church, this is our year's theme, I Believe. And there's a strength and comfort that comes from a simple but powerful truth. A truth that all of us, no matter what you're going through, what you're facing, a truth that all of us need to lean on today. And the title of the message and the thought is this: I believe that God is with me. I believe God is always with me. Sometimes life tries to make us doubt that, doesn't it? When we face trial or sickness, when we face rejection, experience that, when we have prayers that go unanswered, when we have situations in life that come out of nowhere that kind of hit us between the eyes and we don't know what to do, when we experience heavy loneliness, when we experience and walk through, sometimes crawl through dark valleys, we wonder if this truth is an actual truth. Is God really always with me? Because I don't really feel Him right now. I don't really sense His presence right now. If God was with me, how could I be facing this? Why would I be facing this? But Psalm 139 shows us a reality that is greater than our feelings, that is greater than our circumstances. And this is the truth. God has never left us. God, let me make it personal, God has never left me. Let me make it personal for you. God has never left you. He has never left you. He is closer than our next breath. I've heard someone say, a singer say, He's closer than my skin. How can He get closer than that? That's how close God gets. He is with us. And He is always with us. David, the one who wrote this psalm and many of the psalms, he was a man who knew betrayal, who knew battles, who knew those wilderness seasons of life when you don't know where to go, when you feel lost. He knew about personal failures. David. And he wrote these words to remind his own heart and to remind ours this, that no matter where I am, God is still with me. No matter what we are facing, God is still with me and God is still with you. I'm telling you, I know that somebody needs that truth today, that God is with you. And from this passage, I want to give you four truths to hold on to this morning with this message. I believe that God is always with me. And the first one is from the first four verses. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, art acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word in my mouth or my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. First thought this morning, first truth this morning with this message is this: God knows me. God knows me. David said it. Oh, everything that's going to come off my mouth, everywhere I go, everything I do, God knows me, and God knows you. He begins this psalm with awe, just kind of this just wonder about God. And God has searched David. God had searched him and knew him completely. Whether he sits or stands, God sees. Whatever he's thinking, his thoughts, God understands them before they're even spoken. His ways, David's ways, God knows intimately. The words that David was going to speak, God already knows what he's going to say before he even speaks. And God feels the same way about each and every one of us. You ever have a friend that can finish your sentences? Someone that you're so close to, they can finish what you're about. They know what you're kind of getting at. Now imagine a God who doesn't just finish your sentences, but he knows your soul's cries when you don't even have words. The scriptures talk about the New Testament groanings which cannot be uttered when you're so broken, when you're so down, when you're so deep in that valley, you don't have the words to say. God understands what you're trying to say and what you want to say. When you are confused about life, God is not confused. When life doesn't make sense and you're like, what is going on? God is not confused. When you are lost in your own mind, God is not lost. When you don't know how to pray, He knows what you mean. He knows what you mean. God knows me. God knows you. He knows your struggles, your weaknesses. He knows your secrets. He knows your hurts. He sees your tears when no one else does. God knows you. And instead of being afraid of that, some people say, oh my goodness, He knows. Take comfort in the fact that God, yes, knows you. Every intricate part. Can you shut those doors real quick, Drake? Every intricate part. God knows you and yet loves you. Loves you more than you could ever be loved. God knows me, my past, my struggles, my weaknesses, my sins. God knows it all. He's seen it all. Nothing is hidden from Him. And yet He loves me. God knows you. With each thought this morning, each truth this morning, I have a declaration with each one that I want you either to write down or hold in your heart with each one. This first one, God knows me. The declaration is simply this, and it should be on the screen. I believe God is with me because He knows me. My thoughts, my struggles, my dreams, my needs, even when I don't know how to express them. I want to read that again. And I want you maybe in your own heart to read this on the screen in your own heart and try to make that truth yours this morning. I believe God is with me because He knows me. My thoughts, my struggles, my dreams, my needs, even when I don't know how to express them. God knows me and God knows you. Verse 5 says, Thou hast beset behind me and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Number two truth is this: not only does God know me, but God surrounds me. God surrounds me. There's a wonderful song, worship song. We haven't sung it here, but you might know it. And the whole basis of the song. It says the same thing over and over again, and some people don't like that. I actually love songs that repeat, because sometimes by the 15th time of singing the same thing, I finally get it. I say, oh, that's good, and it says, this is how I fight my battles. And that's what they say. This is how I fight my battles. And then get over. And the first time I ever heard it years ago, I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean this is how? What are you talking about? And then I realized that the singer was singing and worshiping, and he's saying, this is how I fight my battles, with worship. And then in the part of the song, it says, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded by the enemy and those coming against me and all these things, but truthfully, I'm surrounded by you. God surrounds me. David describes in Psalm 139 a God who covers him, behind him, before him, and even lays his hand lovingly upon him. Not to strike him, no, but a hand laying lovingly upon him, guiding him, like a parent that walks his child across a busy street. With sometimes one hand behind, one hand before, guiding him, protecting him, guarding them on every side. The child may not even realize how protected they are. Surrounded by those cars going by, they may not even get it, but guess what? That father is protecting them. You may not always, my friend, feel the hand of God around you. Oh, you may feel like that hand has been lifted, because the hits just keep coming. And you say, I don't feel protected at all. In fact, I feel hurt and broken and battered and bruised. You may not always feel the hand of God around you, but if you are here this morning sitting in this church house, it's because his hand has been holding you. It's because his hand, the hand of a loving God, has carried you, has guided you, has led you, has protected you. If you survived what tried to take you out, it's because his hand was over you. And every one of us in this room, some within the week, have had something that has tried to take you out. And if you're here today, it's by the grace of God alone and that hand of protection. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. God surrounds me, and God surrounds you this morning. Believe it. I believe God is always with me. And the declaration that comes with this is simply this. I believe God is with me because he has surrounded my life. It should be on the screen. Protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. Let me read that again. You read it in your heart this morning. I believe God is with me because he has surrounded my life. Oh, church, believe that this morning. He has surrounded my life, protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. God surrounds me. God is with me. Before me, behind me, God surrounds me. Verse 7 says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. God knows me. Yes, God surrounds me. And number 3, God pursues me. God pursues me. David asks and wrestles really with this rhetorical question in the passage. Can I ever escape God? If I'm up in heaven, if I'm down in what feels like hell, God, can he be there with me? And can I ever escape God? And the answer he comes to is never. Never. I'll go up in the heavens, he's there. Descend in the depths of hell, he is there. Fly to the farthest edge of the sea, even there his hand holds us. We just talked about Jonah a few weeks ago. Jonah tried to flee from God's calling, boarding a ship in the opposite direction where God was calling him. Yet even in the storm and in the belly of the great fish, God's presence found him. God's presence rescued him. God's presence restored him. God is a God that pursues us. He chases after us. There is no pit too deep where God cannot reach. There is no mistake in your life too big where his mercy will not chase you down. There is no valley too low where he cannot carry you, my friend. When you are lost, he is still leading. When you are lost, he is still leading. You may feel lost. You may feel alone. You may feel broken down. Really, you may feel abandoned. Some of you have experienced abandonment in your life, maybe from a parent or a spouse or something like that. So the truth is, because you don't trust anybody, you struggle to trust even God, who has never abandoned you. Oh my goodness, we almost try to put God in this box because of hurts that we have felt and experienced from people here in this broken world. And we assume that God will do the same thing that everybody else has done. But listen, my friend, that's not who God is. God pursues us. He chases us down. He doesn't leave us alone. That's love. God is always with me. Oh, he is always with me. Even when I don't feel it, he is chasing after me. He pursues me. And here's that declaration. I believe God is with me because he pursues me. In my rebellion, in my fears, in my weakness, and in my brokenness. God pursues me. If you're a parent, you have definitely know what you can relate to what I'm about to say. You might be in the house or in the yard, and when you hear a certain cry or scream, you can tell the difference between, they're just messing around, or he's fine, or like, oh, that's legit. He's really like not, that really hurt or whatever. And what do as a parent? We run to that, don't we? We run to that. The difference between me and God, though, is God's already there anyway. But as a father, I care about my kids, my sons. And if I care about my sons, how much more does God the Father care about us? How much more does God care about our pains and struggles and hurts? He pursues us. The scriptures say in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. We sing it in that wonderful song, Goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. It's running after me. God is chasing. Some of you, God's been chasing you down for a long time, and you just keep running and running and running from what he is trying to do in your life. And my challenge to you this morning, it's not in my notes, is to quit. Stop. He's not going to make you do anything. The song we sang today, I will make room for you. God doesn't force himself in. I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. I will make room for you. God is chasing us down. How many of us are letting him catch up? How many of us are letting him do the work he wants to do? God pursues me. Verse 11 says this. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Verse 12 says this. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Number one was God knows me. Number two was God surrounds me. Number three, God pursues me. And lastly is this, God shines in my darkness. God shines in my darkness. David acknowledges in this psalm and throughout all the psalms, he acknowledges that there are moments when darkness feels overwhelming. When darkness feels like too much to handle. Like darkness feels so deep, we cannot see our hand in front of our face. David acknowledges this all throughout the Psalms, but especially in Psalm 139 when he says the darkness was all about me. I couldn't see anything. Have you ever felt like the darkness of life is overwhelming, like it's too much? Yes, I have. When I look to the sky and wonder, what is happening? What's going to happen next? I see no light. I see no hope. I see no answers. The darkness is too much for me. Yet to God, darkness and light are the same. He sees through it. God is not limited by the darkness of our lives. God is not intimidated by the darkness in our lives. A child that wakes up in the night afraid because the moon is out, but maybe it's just dark in their room and they can't see their parent standing by their bed and there's fear there, but the parent is still there, watching, ready to comfort. Just because the child cannot see them doesn't mean that they're not present. Remember last week I said silence does not mean absence. You may not see God as clearly as you want to see him right now, but that does not mean he's not there. Oh, you may not see God at all right now. You may be walking through a dark valley and you look around you, hills on every side, no easy way out, and you say, I'm all alone in this. God has left me out to dry. God has not answered my prayer. God apparently has better things to do than take care of me. And that may be your heart, and that's been my heart. But let me tell you the truth of God's word. Although that valley seems dark and endless, he is with you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. God shines in my darkness. Your pain does not scare God. Your depression and anxiety does not drive him away. Your confusion about circumstances, about life, does not cancel his faithfulness. In your darkest nights, his light still shines. That's the God we have. In my darkness, his love shines. Like a candle in the night, it can never go out. He shines in my darkness. And here's this last declaration. I believe God is with me because even in my darkest moments, he sees, he cares, and he is still my light. Drake, you can go get my illustration, and I'm going to read this again. I believe God is with me because even in my darkest moments, he sees, he cares, and he is still my light. My wife and I have been special needs parents for as long as our son Seth has been alive. He's about 12. And being a special needs parent is a lot. It's got a lot of challenges, a lot of beauty in it, but a lot of challenges. When he was younger, he had what they would call elopement. He would wander, and with no sense of fear or danger, he would just wander, and that's very scary for a parent. And he's my illustration today. Sethi boy, come here, bud. I've had the privilege to raise Sethi for his whole life. Hey, buddy. He's like, I'm gonna do what I'm supposed to. He's gonna look for Papa's phone now too. Seth does what he wants oftentimes. He listens well. He's gotten much better. But Sethi has severe nonverbal autism. Good boy. Now, we've gone to parks. We've gone to zoos. We've gone to Disney. And Seth doesn't always know that I'm watching him. Right now, he's actually doing a great job sitting, which is surprising. He's kind of killing my illustration right now. He just knows. Yeah. But Seth, although unaware that I'm watching him, he's I'm surprised he's not trying to sit in somebody's lap right now, especially our first-time visitors. He usually does. Makes him feel real nice and welcome. Seth doesn't understand that me and Marissa are always watching him. He could be in the yard, just doing his thing, running around, bouncing on the trampoline, getting up, moving around, doing this, that, the other thing, and not really even thinking about me or Marissa. But the entire time, even if I'm not right next to him, I'm watching him. I'm paying attention to him. Okay, we're not going to watch these, though, because that'll be nice and loud. See, he knows Papa has all the devices is what he knows. He's like, he's got the devices, and I want to watch it. He can go. You can let him move. He's looking for phones. Seth, you know what often I do is I let Sethi kind of lead the way. Sometimes I stop him. Sometimes I keep him safe from, you know, something that's going to really be dangerous for him. But most of the time, I let him do what he's going to do. I can't control every step he takes. I don't want to. He's not an invalid. No, I want him to grow. I want him to have some independence. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I want him to have some independence. Yes, there's times when I have to stop him. But most of the time, you know what it is? It's me letting him take steps, letting him walk, letting him go, letting him explore, letting him experience. All while I'm still watching him. I'm still paying attention. Really, I'm still protecting him. But letting him take steps. And God is the same way with us. He allows us to take steps. He allows us oftentimes to walk through trials, to walk through struggles, to walk through valleys. He's not leaving us alone. He's not leaving us by ourselves to be in danger. No, all the while, wherever he's going, I still know where he's at. I still know what he's doing. Listen, he loves rolling up in this carpet, and you know what? I'm going to let him do it if he wants to. Because you know, at the end of it all, I love Seth. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. I don't want him to experience pain. You know what I don't want? I don't want my sons to ever have to experience the brokenness of this world. But guess what? I can't protect them from that. I can't protect them from that. The brokenness of this world will affect each and every person. But you know what I can do? I can guide them through it. Papa forgot his phone at home. Lucky for me. I can't protect him from everything, but I can watch him. I can lead him. I can help him. And God does the same exact thing for us. God knows exactly where you are at. I have to let him decide often, but I'm always watching. Even when he doesn't, listen, even when he doesn't know, I'm watching. Even when he's completely unaware that I'm protecting him, sometimes from a distance. But guess what? I had never taken my eyes off him. He may not know that I'm watching. He may not know that I'm making my own plans to make sure he's okay. But I am. And although you don't always feel it, God is always with you. He is not distant. He is not unaware. And he's not leaving you. He knows you. He surrounds you. He pursues you. He shines even in your darkness. Today, my friends, today, Coastline, declare it over your life, declare it over your family, declare it over your future. I believe God is always with me. Always, forever, and even right now, God is with me. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.